Last week, we started a new series, researched and edited from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, often called the Prince of Preachers. Previously, we explored his words of great encouragement from the Scriptures. And today, part two of God's precious promises. If you would know experimentally the preciousness of the promises of God and enjoy them in your own heart, meditate much upon them. There are promises which are like grapes in the winepress. If you tread them, the juice will flow. Thinking over the hallowed words will often be the prelude to their fulfillment. While you're musing upon them, the benefit which you are seeking may come to you without you even being aware of it. Are you in need of comfort this morning? Well, here's a promise that shines like a star. Isaiah 66, verse 13. God says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you." Ah, a mother's comfort. This is tenderness itself. How she enters into her child's grief. How she tries to take all his sorrow into her own heart. He can tell her all, and she will sympathize as nobody else can. Does the living God condescend to act the mother's part? We readily perceive how he is a father, but will he be as a mother also? Oh, this is goodness indeed. Does not this invite us to holy familiarity, to unreserved confidence, to sacred rest? When God himself becomes the comforter, no anguish can long abide. So go, sorrowing child of affliction, tell your secrets to your God. He will not despise us for our tears. Our mothers did not. He will consider our weaknesses as she did. Let us begin each day with our loving God, and we should finish it in the same company, since mothers never grow tired of their children. Are you feeling downtrodden and oppressed? Well, here's a promise for you. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. Micah 7, verse 8. Our enemy may dim our light for a season, but if we are trusting in the Lord, our season of downcasting and darkness will soon be over. The Lord will soon turn our sighing into singing. What if the great enemy of our souls should for a while seem to triumph over us, as has been the case of better saints than we are? Yet let us take heart, for we shall overcome him before long. We shall rise from our fall, for our God has not fallen, and he will lift us up. We shall not remain in darkness, although for the moment we may sit in it. For our Lord is the fountain of light, and he will soon bring us to a joyful day. So shake off your depression, dear friend. Abide not in the dark, but abide in the light. In Jesus is your hope, your joy, your heaven. Look to him, and only to him, and you shall soon rejoice as the birds do at sunrise. Oh, here's another promise. Isaiah 42, verse 3. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. Indeed, I feel myself to be at best as weak and worthless as a reed when it grows by the river. I am bruised, sorely and sadly bruised. Ah, me! Yet Jesus will not break me. And if he will not, oh, then I mind little what others might try to do. Oh, sweet and compassionate Lord, I nestle down beneath your protection and forget my bruises. Truly, I'm also fit to be likened to the smoking flax, whose fire is gone and only its smoke remains. Oh, I fear I'm more a nuisance than a benefit. My fears tell me that the devil has blown out my light and left me to be a noxious smoke, and that my Lord shall soon put an extinguisher upon me. Yet Jesus will not quench me, therefore I am full of hope. So should you be. Are you feeling alone in your struggle against the powers of darkness? Well, here's a remarkable promise for you. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and he delivers them. We cannot see the angels, but it is enough that they can see us. If devils do us mischief, angels do us service. Then note that the Lord of angels does not come and go and pay us transient visits, but he and his armies encamp around about us. We have a fixed protection, a permanent watch. We shall not be surprised by sudden assaults, nor swallowed up by overwhelming forces. Deliverance is promised. Deliverance by the great captain of our salvation, and that deliverance we shall obtain again and again until our warfare is accomplished, and we exchange the field of conflict for the home of rest. Now here's a promise that may well suit the needs of some of us today. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Oh, Christian, if you are in a night of trial, think of the morrow. Be patient. The farmer waits until he reaps his harvest. Wait a little longer. Ah, how small our troubles and trials will seem when we look back upon them. Oh, looking at them here in the moment, they seem immense. But when we get to heaven, our trials will then seem light and momentary afflictions. Therefore, let us go on boldly. If the night be ever so dark, the morning comes. Do you know what it is like to live on the future, to live on expectation? Happy believer, to have so sure, so comforting a hope. It may be all dark now, but it will soon be light. It may be all trial now, but it will soon be all happiness. What does it matter that weeping may endure for a night, when we know that joy comes in the morning? And here is that unsurpassed promise in Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, this verse can be applied not only to the hour of death, to the agonies of life. Some of us, like Paul, die daily through a tendency to gloom of soul, depression, despondency. We have, some of us, traverse the dark and dreadful canyon of the shadow of death several times, and we can bear witness that the Lord alone enabled us to bear up amidst its wild thought, its mysterious horrors, its terrible depressions. Yet the Lord has sustained us and kept us above all real fear of evil, even when our spirit has been overwhelmed. We have been pressed and oppressed, and yet we have lived. For we have felt the presence of the great shepherd and have been confident that his rod would prevent the foe from giving us any deadly wound. Should the present time be one darkened by the raven wings of a great sorrow, oh, let us glorify God by a peaceful trust in him. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow for God, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last.